Hi there. The word for you today is on staying when you feel like leaving. In Mark 10 verse 9, we read, "Humans must not pull apart what God has put together." Not every relationship can be saved. When things like physical, mental, and emotional abuse are present and they threaten your safety or your child's safety, you may be forced to leave. Indeed, failing to do so could lead to tragedy. But where there's a workable solution, a troubled relationship can become a source of shared joy and fulfillment. Here are some keys to make staying worthwhile. The first one is this: make God's perspective on sin your perspective too, and your spouse's perspective, both of you. One of the major problems is the way we classify sin, especially our partners. You're understandably overwrought and anxious because they're incorrigible and selfish. They are the willful sinner and you are the offended saint. They need a major overhaul and you are responsible to see they get it. Are you hearing me? Things like being critical, nagging, and controlling seem small things compared to a spouse who swears or drinks or visits porn sites. From God's perspective, however, sin is sin, yours and theirs. It's all harmful to relationships. Stop classifying and categorizing sin and try to discover the relationship-transforming power of handling the situation the way Jesus taught. You'll find it in Matthew 7 verse 4. How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. You'll be amazed at how God will cause your spouse to acknowledge and deal with their problem when you are willing to get honest and deal with yours.